so we're going to begin on page 295, the Av Malach and the Toldav of Bishul. So we're going to begin a discussion. Obviously, Bishul is a very long topic. It'll probably take us a number of weeks. We probably have to get another volume of this, but that's for a little bit later. Okay, so we begin Mesechus Shabbos, source one, Shabbos Ayin Dalam and Beis. Amar Papa. Papa says, Shavak Tana Didan Bishul Samani to have a Mishkan Venakat Ofe. So he points out that when we have the 39 malachos, there's no malacha of Bishul. It's probably the most popular malacha that we think about, but it's actually not listed in the malachos of Shabbos. When the Mishnah and Masechet Shabbos list the 39 malachos, it does not mention the malacha of Bishul. And he says, Tana didan sidur de pasnaka. He says, the reason is because, Rav Papa is surprised about that, and the Gemara answers that it's included in the malacha of Ofe, in the malacha of baking, because both are basically you're heating something up in order to maybe change its properties, and one is bishul is liquid heat, afia is dry heat, and when the author of the Mishnah, when it was listing its first 11 malachos, it was discussing perhaps they went in order of how you bake bread, like how you get to baking bread. So it first starts with planting and plowing and harvesting and threshing. So it goes through that order. So it mentioned Ofe as opposed to Bishul, but they're essentially interchangeable. The Rambam in Source 2, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes, Halach Aleph, page 296, said, Echad ha-Ofe es ha-pas o mevashel es ha-machol o es ha-samonim o ha-mechamim es ha-mayim ha-kol yin echad hu. The Rambam points that if you bake bread or you cook food, you cook herbs, or if you heat water, it's all the same malacha. It's all the same thing. And it gives an example. Like this may seem a little bit strange, but the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Tes Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, "Hamatich echa mimini matachos kol shehu." If someone melts even the slightest amount of metal, oh hamechamim es hamatachos, or someone heats a piece of metal, ad shetase gachelas, or until it becomes a coal, haris et toldos mevashel. It's a tolda, it's a derivative of cooking. V'chein ha-memaseis es ha-donag, or es ha-chelev, or es ha-zefes, v'ha-kofer, v'ha-gofer, so you also have a tolda as mevasha v'chayev. If you melt wax, tar, pitch, and the like, so that's also melacha of bishul. V'chein ha-mevasha kli adama. Let's say you take a kli, an earthenware vessel, and you cook it. When you cook it, Atyasu cheres, I guess you turn it into, you make it hard. You take something that's soft, and through heat, you make it hard. That's also bishul. Klal shel davar, what's the general rule? Bein sreifas guf kasha ba'esh. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Klal shel davar, bein sherifa guf kasha ba'esh. Whether you softened a hard entity with fire, oh, shehiksha gufrach, or let's say you harden a soft entity, harizachai mishum mevashel. So that is the malacha of bishul. So bishul is that you are changing the nature of something. You can even do bishul on kalim, on utensils, on items. If you take something and make it soft, question how much, but that's the point. In other words, we generally assume that bishul and afiyah are with foods, but no, bishul could even be with an item. If you soften something that's hard through heat, or you harden something that's liquidy, that's soft, that could also be bishul. Okay? So now we're going to talk about the definition of bishul for liquids. In other words, how much do you have to heat a liquid up for it to be a violation of bishul? All right? You know what temperature that is? Anyone know? Like, in other words, I don't know, if you turn on the flame, does it have to reach a certain temperature? I know? Okay, so we'll learn. Okay. So the Gemara in Shabbos, the source 4, Shabbos daf mem and beis, says, Tadar Rabbanan, maybe aram kiton mayimu manichal k'neged hamadura. A person can bring a jug of water and place it opposite a fire on Shabbos. Like, in other words, you can place water near a heating element on Shabbos. Lo bishvil shiachamu, el bishvil shetafik tzidasam. Not you can't put it near a heat source that it will actually become hot. But you can do it so that it will temper the cold. Let's say it won't be so cold. It'll be warm. Okay, now let's say you put freezing water near a radiator. So you're not, let's say you're not going to cook it, but at least it lowers the chill. That's okay. A woman can bring a jug of oil and place it by a bonfire. Not so you can cook the oil. So it's also you want to make it lukewarm. So lukewarm is fine. A woman can smear her hand with oil. And she can also heat it up opposite the fire. And she can smear her young son with the oil. We're not concerned about cooking on Shabbos. So what's the, again, so how much does the liquid have to get heated for it to be a violation of Bishul? So Rehuda said, name Shmuel, Echad Shemen Vechad Mayim, Yad Soled Espo Aser. If it's Yad, so let us bow. Ain Yad, so let us bow, then it's mutter, it's permitted. So what's Yad, so let us bow? That if your hand does not recoil from it when it hits you, if the water is so hot that when it hits your hand recoils from it, so that's Yad, so let us bow. And if it doesn't recoil, it's not Yad, so let us bow. Behechidem Yad, so let us bow. What's an example of Yad, so let us bow? So Marachba kol shekreisel shel tidach dichves, any water that would cause a baby's belly to be scalded. So what temperature is that? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva. This is source 3, Mincha Shlomo, and this is Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadi Aleph, I guess Osches. He says nearly finished deity. It seems to me. Raya Brua, I have approved the ad 45 malos Celsius ain lachush klal sheyad celestial gam midaraisa. If it's not going to reach 45 degrees Celsius, which is right 45, that's 113 Fahrenheit. If it's not going to reach 113 Fahrenheit, if it's near a heating source, it's not going to reach 113 Fahrenheit. That's not yad celestial. And he brings this whole proof because. There's a discussion if, let's say, a knife, the shechita knife, cuts, you know, shechs an animal, and does that knife absorb the taste of the animal, the tam, the taste? And we hold that, generally speaking, right, if you have, I don't know, cold milk that you pour it on a fleishig pot, the pot doesn't become dairy because it's cold, right? In other words, you have to rinse out the milk. You rinse out the pot from the milk. But if a cold milk falls onto a fleishig pot, the taste doesn't transfer. Taste only transfers if there's heat, right? If it's hot. So similarly, the Gemara here is talking about when does a knife absorb the taste of the animal that's shechting. So how hot does it have to be? And the Gemara says, "Afilu mandamar beis shechita roteach sham." Sorry, Michal Shlomo says, "Mavur shem Gemara dein asakim b'leil b'gemara shechita derak oz roteach also makom avolifnei Gemara shechita leika klal shum pluksa modul kliyam al shutzorin." So the Gemara basically says that I guess there's only a discussion at the end of the shechita. Maybe somehow the blood there is warm enough. Maybe for it to transfer taste. Again, the assumption is that something transfer taste when it's yad soletespo, that temperature. But certainly in the beginning of the shechita, that's not. Shlomo Orbach says there's no difference between shechting an animal and shechting a bird. Okay, so he thinks they're all the same. In the next paragraph, he says v'nebis v'nei yodum for some the sheir midas achom shel barvas chaluk bim adam. He says. The temperature of a duck is different than of people. But he says, Midas achom shel barvaz bari hu karov la'arba'im v'chamesh malos. The temperature of a healthy duck is close to 45 degrees Celsius. Okay? That's the temperature of a healthy duck is 45 degrees Celsius. And the blood that comes out from, if you shech the duck, maybe it's 46 degrees, he says. And when it's sick, maybe it's 47 degrees. And he says, though, that we hold that when you shech an animal or a bird, in the beginning of the shechita, there's no transfer taste. So basically, he concludes that certainly, if it's under 45 degrees Celsius or 45 degrees Celsius or less, there's no transfer of taste, and therefore it's not Yad Tzeled Espo. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach thinks that the Yad Tzeled Espo is 45 degrees or less, and that's what the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa is. So when someone asked me, so how much can you warm up like water on Shabbos, I don't know, for a baby or something like that, or you make water warm. So if you heat it up, and the most it could reach is 145 degrees, which is 113 Fahrenheit. So that is, according to Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, that's not Yad Tzeled Espo. In the Tshuva of Or LeZion, Ben Zion Abba Shaul, in Sor 6, Nechelek Beis, Simon Lamed, Os Yud Beis, he says, no, I disagree. I just look at the bold section. He says, La Nias Daiti, E Nirakane, De Ech Efshar Lahachisha, Mucha Shekresa Shel Tidok Nichves Barbaim Malos. He said, you know, if you pour boiling hot water, sorry, not boiling hot water, if you pour water that's 40 degrees Celsius on a baby's stomach, don't try it at home, but that will scald the baby's stomach. So therefore, he thinks, He thinks that the discussion in the Gemara is something different as to whether it's Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni, which we're not going to speak about now. But he thinks that it's 40 degrees Celsius, which is 104 degrees Fahrenheit, which is Yad Tzeled Espo. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in Source 7, so he says, in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalet, says May Haroy Lahachmer Kimadumani Bashir Kuf Yud. I think it's 110 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's 43 degrees Celsius. Hukvar Chom Gadol Shiesh Lachush Yad Tzeled Espo. That's what I think. Vasafek Yesh Lachush Ad Kuf Samach. Because he said 160 degrees is certainly Yad Tzeled Espo. See, the truth is, we're going to see that there could be two different definitions of Yad Tzeled Espo. If you think about it, if I were to ask you at what temperature does your hand recoil if you pour boiling water in it, so the answer will be, it depends. It depends whether you know the water is coming or if you know the water is not coming, right? In other words, if you don't know the water is coming and then all of a sudden maybe 115 degree water is, you know, is poured on your hand, you're going to push it back. Right? People take really hot showers, even more than 110 degrees, because they know that they're used to the water. So Rav Moshe, there could be two different definitions of the Yad Tzeled Espo. There's the minimum is 110, and the most strict one is 160. We're going to see, not tonight, I'll just tell you very briefly, that the 160 is important for another principle. We hold that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, once something is fully cooked, and it's still cooked, you cannot recook it. So it could be that, let's say, to heat water up, if it's already at least once Yad Tzeled Espo, you can't recook it. So there we might have a more strict definition of, let's say, 160, meaning that if you heated up water before Shabbos and now it's 130 degrees, then you would not be allowed to heat it because maybe it's not Yad Tzeled Espo, because maybe Rav Moshe is not sure which definition of Yad Tzeled Espo. Is it the 110 or the 160? So we're strict in both directions. Meaning what? That I'm not going to heat up anything if it could, water or liquids, if it could reach 110 degrees. And we'll see in a few more sessions that only if the hot water is still 160 degrees, then I can reheat it because I'm not cooking it. But if it's less, then maybe if I heat it up, then I'm considered cooking it. Okay? So that is, so we have, basically we have 113, 110, 104. I generally tell people either Rav Moshe 110 or Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach 113. if it could reach that level, so then that's yatzlespo. So sometimes people ask me, well, why can't I, let's say I want to heat water up to, let's say, 100 degrees. So can I put it on the flame and then just take it off, you know, before it reaches 110, assuming you can somehow measure it? This question, can you measure these things on Shabbos? In other words, can I heat the water up and then before it reaches 110 or 113, before it reaches yatzlespo, can I then take it off? So there's so source 8, the Tosos and Shabbos, Minchas V'Nav, says, that which we say you can pour, you can place a jug of water right near a furnace. No, it has to never have the possibility that it will come to Bishul. The Ran thinks that Rashi disagrees. The Ran, source 9, says, this is the Ran and the Riff in Shavuos Yutes, he says, Perish Rashi zal, lo shenichem sham ad sheyechamu, ela kedei shetafug tzinasam b'miktzatz. He says that you cannot leave water there until it gets hot, but you can leave it until it gets partially tempered. Near midvarv, shefilu karv l'mdur ha-mamesh, b'malkam l'roi l'vashel, mutar kedei l'havshir, t'ainu kol shelo shal osam kol kach. So the Ran believes, according to Rashi, that you can, if you have cold water, you can leave it by a bonfire or by a furnace, by a radiator, and let it warm up as long as you take it away before it's yatzalespo. So that's a debate between, let's say, Rashi and Tosfos. In other words, it's clear it's not bishul until you actually cook it, until it reaches the 110 or 113 degrees. The question is, are you allowed to put it there when it could reach there, as long as you remove it, you know, before it does reach that? So that's a debate between Rashi and Tosfos. And the Shulchan Aruch Zoras 10 is strict. He says, Mutar liten kiton shel, this is Aruch Chaim Shinyan Chesif Yudalit. Shulchan Aruch says, Mutar liten kiton shel mayim oshar mashim kineged eich lafik tzinasah. You're allowed to place a jug of water or other liquids opposite a fire in order to temper the cold. Uvavad sheitnam rachok me'ish, me'ish be'in she'inu yachal yischamim boso makom, as long as you place them far enough from the fire in a way that it can't heat up until Yad Tzeletespo, all right? And then aval aser lekarvo ela eish lemakom sheyachol lischamim shetei Yad Tzeletespo. But you can't place it close enough to the fire that it could reach Yad Tzeletespo. V'afila niach bo shaketana shetafik sinasa. Even if you put it there for a couple of minutes, you just want to remove the chill. So aser kevan sheyachol lispashel sham. So you're not allowed to put cold water next to a heat source, even for a few minutes, just to remove the chill, if it would reach yad soletespo, if you would keep it there for an extended period of time. Okay, so that is, you know, basics in terms of, you know, definition of Yad Tzeletespo and the rabbinic prohibition, according to Tosvos, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can't even put it in a place where it could reach that, even if you remove it before it reaches that temperature. Okay? So we're going to spend the rest of the time tonight talking about cooking in the sun, which is not relevant, but we may see how it may be relevant to how we view microwaving on Shabbos. So the Mishnah in Source 11, in Maseches Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel says, Ein nosnim beitza b'tzad hamecham b'shvil shetisgalgel. You can't place a raw egg next to an urn full of hot water so that it will roast. Okay? V'lo yafkeinu b'sudarim. And you also can't break it over, I guess, heated cloths. And if Yossi Mati, Rehudi, allows you to, I guess, have these eggs over heated cloths. So what are these heated cloths? So Rashi says, Lo yifkeinu b'sudarim, lo yishabrenu al sudar shehucham b'chama, k'dei shetitz demichomo shel sudar. So let's say you have a cloth, you put it out in the sun for a long period of time, the cloth becomes very hot. So there's a debate whether then you can place eggs on it to cook eggs on these hot cloths. the first opinion, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. And Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to do that. However, that being said, the next, the Gemara, and the next source, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph says, Vadinan, that which we learn in the Mishnah, Nosim Tav Shelatoch Habor, Bishvil Shei Shavor, you could put a cooked food in a pit to protect it, it's not our topic. And he says, Esamayma Hayafim, Beran Bishvil Shei Tzanenu, you could put good water into bad water, so it will cool down. Now, here, this is what I'm interested in. Vesatzonein Bechama, Bishvil Sheyechamu. You're allowed to place cold water. Let's say I want to warm up some tea on Shabbos. I want to make tea on Shabbos. So I take some cold water and I put it out in the sun. It's a really scorching hot day. I put it out in the sun and the sun heats the water. So it seems like everyone allows it. So the Gemara says, Lema Vyosi Hivla Rabbanan. Maybe you'll say no. Maybe this is only Rabbi Yossi's opinion, not the Rabbanan's position. Because the Rabbanan do not allow you to put an egg on a cloth that was heated by the sun in order to cook the egg. But apparently, so what about putting this cold water in the sun? So Rav Nachman, Bechama Kuli Amalo Pligi Dishari. Everyone agrees you're allowed to cook stuff directly from the sun. Everyone agrees it's not a problem. In other words, the Torah prohibition of Bishul is cooking through fire, not through the sun. It's Eish and not the Chama. So that everyone agrees, if you cook directly in the sun, right? If you, maybe next Shabbos, I'll see all these people out in the streets with their frying pan, their eggs, you know, just, you know, cooking the eggs, and they have, you know, it's totally fine, totally permitted. If it works scientifically, I don't think it works now in our, at least not now, maybe in the summer. B'toda sa'or, what about derivatives of the fire? Kulimah lo pligid asar. So everyone agrees that derivatives of fire are asar. What are derivatives of fire? So let's say you have, a pot of hot water that was heated by fire. So that's the pot of hot water is a derivative of the fire. So if you cook with the pot of hot water, so that's Torah prohibition. Everyone agrees that's forbidden. Ki pligi, what's their argument? Toldas hachama, a derivative of the sun. So do we view a derivative of a sun like the sun, or do we view the derivative of the sun like the derivative of the fire? And as if we allow you to use a derivative of the sun, then you're going to use a derivative of fire on Shabbos. If we allow to use that cloth that was heated by the sun, then maybe then next time you use, I don't know, a pot of water that was heated by fire. So Mar Savar Gazrian Tola Sachama Atu Tola Saor Mar Savar Gazrian. So that's a debate. That's a debate between the first opinion of Rav Yossi, but it seems that everyone agrees that it's totally permitted to cook food in the sun. Okay, if it works. So why is that? So Rashi says, Dishari, why is it permitted? The Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach. Because it's not the typical way, it's not the typical form of cooking. Okay? So, if you look here in the notes after, it said that fire-based cooking is the definition of malacha with regard to Shabbos. Okay? So, before we get to discussing microwave, so that we're going to see, how do we view this not just on Shabbos, how do we view this about other aspects? There could be other halachos where we talk about cooking, and what if it gets cooked by the fire? What about other halachos? So, source 15, we're going to talk about a korban pesach that was cooked by the sun. So the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Menalef says, Amar Rav Chista says, Amavasha b'chami teveria b'shavas pater. So let's say, I don't know, you go to the hot springs of Teveria, you go in, and you take a pot with you, and you fill it up with water, I guess. Or maybe not. You just put the... You cook food. You put food in the hot springs of Teveria on Shabbos. You're not chayev. You're not liable. What about Pesach Shabbat b'chami Teveria? What about you take a korban Pesach? So you cook it in the chami Teveria. Then you are liable. right? Because the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to cook. It has to be roasted. It cannot be cooked. It has to be roasted. So the Gemara asks, Maishna b'Shabbos Delo? Why on Shabbos are you not, do you not violate Torah prohibition from cooking your chicken on Shabbos directly in the Chametz Tveria? Because it told us, Eish Ba'inan, you need a fire derivative to make you liable for cooking. And it's not the case here. You're using it, using the sun. Pesach Nami, Lav Tos Eishu, but also by Korban Pesach, it's also not a derivative of the fire. So why are you liable for cooking the Korban Pesach? So Amar Rava, my Chayav de Katani, the Ka'avar Mishum Tzliyesh. So the Gemara says, when you say that you're liable on Pesach, it's you violate the Torah prohibition that it has to be roasted in fire, right? There are two, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, there's a prohibition to cook it, and there's an obligation that it should be roasted over the fire. So what's interesting is the Gemara says that if you boil the Korban Pesach in the hot springs of Tveria, and you eat it, you didn't violate the Torah prohibition of cooking the Korban Pesach. Because cooking Korban Pesach requires eish, fire. You violated the positive commandment of eating it roasted. It's an interesting nuance there. Now, the Egelei Tal is a fascinating position. He wants to say the following. He says, why is it that when you cook food in the sun, is it permitted? And if you cook it with fire, it's not permitted. Why is there this difference? So the Egelei Tal, indicates the following in source 16 in Melachas Ofe Beurim Memdal. It says Leo Siyif Kota Mem Gimel Hatakti Perish Rashi Taima Devachama Atzamuter Dein Derech Bishvukach. He said I already cited before that if you cook food in the sun, it's permitted because that's not the way of cooking. But we need to examine this further. Normally speaking, when it comes to the melachos of Shabbos, actually we saw this. We said that if you do something with a shinoi, if you do a melacha doraisa in an unusual way, we don't say it's permitted. What do we say? It's not a Torah prohibition, but it's at the very least a rabbinic prohibition. It's a drabonon. So he's wondering, why is it that when you cook in the sun, why do we say it's totally permitted? Maybe it should only be an Isser Drabbanon or a rabbinic prohibition. And he says, "Oh, the Vesov Perakosha Pesach Shebishlo B'chamei Tveria." So he saw in Maseches in Maseches Pesachim Perakosha in Daf Memalf and Beis a Korban Pesach that you cooked with Chamei Tveria with the hot springs. Hochlo ain't over Mishum Bishel Mavusha Lo Chashim Mavusha Elide Tolzor, and it's not considered Mavusha. It's not considered cooked. So why is that? That's not the normal way to cook it. Fine, maybe you're not liable on Shabbos of all HaPesach. Fine, but Korban Pesach, it's Mavushal, it's still cooked. It's not cooked the normal way, but it's still cooked for Korban Pesach reasons. Why do we say you don't violate the prohibition of eating a cooked Korban Pesach? This is what the Egelei Tal explains in terms of when cooking, why cooking with the sun is permitted. Is the change that you did, let's say you did the malacha a different way, did that cause a change in the result or only a change in the method in which you did it? I mean, I'll give you an example, right? If I, let's say I'm dialing the phone and I'm a righty, and whether I dial with my right hand or my left hand, I'm still pressing the buttons. The result's gonna be the same, right? However, let's say if I'm a righty and I write with my right hand, if I write with my left hand, I'm not just doing it differently, but if I'm a righty and I don't never write with my left hand, so then, if I'm writing with my left hand, then it's going to, the result's going to be very different. So he points out that me'ata ha'mavashel b'chama. So if you're cooking with the sun, kiven yesh Shevach Eitzim Bepas Vitavshil Ushabisha Be'esh Yesh Shekoach Esh Bitavshil. He says when you cook with fire, it's fundamentally different than cooking with the sun. Because there's wood, there's the benefit of the wood, it's gonna benefit the bread that way, and with the fire. And this Vuhushina Levashel Bechama Sheshvach Chama Batavshil. And you change it to cook with the sun, that the benefit of the heat of the sun is in. Instead of making the benefit of the fire in the tavshil, you're making the improvement is with the sun. You're changing the result. If you cook with fire and versus you cook with sun, the end result is going to be different. So he wants to say that since the change that you're doing is such a fundamental change, it's not just the method in which you're cooking it, but the result is markedly different. And therefore, what? And therefore, you would not be liable for Bishul on Shabbos if you cook with the sun. That is the Egli Talis position. Comes Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Source 17. He's an Orachaim, Shin Yud Ches Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel, Os Gimel. He says, Avo Pisha Rashi, Kazan Perkira, Daf Lam Tesamad Aleph. Even though Rashi writes in this Gemara, the time of the Shari Bechama, who meet Neshein Derech Bishvakach, it's permitted in the sun because it's not the way it's normally cooked. Nevertheless, near Sheikar Atam, you know what the main reason is? The Klalahu Deleka Bishul Kiim Ba'esh. It's not because the result is different. It's because there's a rule that what's Bishul? Bishul is cooking with fire and not with anything else. Right? And it says, Im Kain Kitam Shirashi Lechude Midrabanam Yelitzar. Because if it was simply because Ain Derech Bishul Bakach, it would simply be an Isra Drabanan. And he says, "Va'ayin be'egle tal shem midaber b'zeh behela docha gadol." He says the egle tal want to bring a big chiddush in this, but it's difficult to say that. And he sort of disagrees with this proof. Okay, so we have these two.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
I want to ask you if you say the sun. So if you have an electric stove, electricity isn't exactly the ash either. It's heat. It's a heat source.
Right. Right. So it could be. Right. So I'm sure we're gonna discuss it. But, I'm sure we're gonna be talking about it. But, if you heat an element. If there's a wire that becomes red hot, so that might be considered fire. That's we view that as fire. If the metal becomes red hot, so then we view that as bishul. But I think we'll probably going to discuss it, the status of that. But I'm just telling you that's the difference. And if it's like right, the microwave is a problem. Microwave is not fire. Right, microwave is just it's like gases, so we're going to see that some say that might not be an issue, depending on how you understand the electricity. If it heats a metal, so we view like a heated metal is like fire. So then it's considered ash, like an incandescent or incandescent bulb, anything that produces it's a heated wire or heated filament. So that is considered ash. So we have these two opinions, the Egli Tal versus Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and we're just going to see. We're probably going to discuss more about this next week, but I want to sort of just finish off by discussing the microwave. So how do we view the microwave? So. Moshe Feinstein thinks, this is in Source 18. Moshe Feinstein says, in Chivas Or Chaim Gimel Nun Beis, says, Hinei B'davar Bishul B'chama D'leika Yisur. says when it comes to cooking in the sun, that's not forbidden. Mitam the ain't bit derech bishul. That's not the way to cook. Upashut mishum dinahija bishul shali b'mishkan hayabesh. Yeah, it's true that cooking in the mishkan with this fire. Mikom kama yishayich lemelav gam bishul decham. Elias told them, you could have had cooking through the sun, which would be a derivative, you know, but still Torah prohibition. We had an amalacha and a tolda. Tolda is something that's similar to the amalacha. Like you had planting, you know, planting seeds in the ground, zoreya. Notea, planting a tree, that's similar to zoreya. So you would have cooking with the fire versus cooking with the sun. It should be similar to it. Right? Aval, you skip a few lines. Kevan shall call upon him the bold, aim of Ashtin Bahama, Elakisha ain lo eitzin. Nobody cooks in the sun unless you don't have any wood. So ain la melaf, also mi bishoy de or, shoyster mishkan, lakshiva told him, yachashin and doma bishoy shayb mishkan. It's so dissimilar. No one cooks with the sun. If you're stuck, if you have no wood, maybe you're on a desert island, you have no wood. Well, you have wood in desert island, but if you have no wood and So nobody cooks with the sun. So this is not done. And therefore it's not the standard way to cook. Umela me'acha shliyafinam bishul chama mi bishul or like a chiyav aflo tolos chama av shederach bishul ayadam hu kamo atolos or. And once we say that there's no cooking in the sun, so also no derivative of the sun. The sudar hanischamim b'chama b'osam midas shitcham ba'ish b'chamim tever. So and he says that a cloth that can be heated in the sun to the same degree that can be heated with fire b'chamim tever ha'chamim k'chamim or, and the hot springs of tever are as hot as water heated with fire. Right? The me'acher the bishul the chama ainu mechalal hamalacha. But since cooking with the sun is not part of the malacha, mishum de lo dami l'mavashim b'mishkan, it's not similar to cooking the mishkan. Ain l'melav shuv. As I told us, the Mela Gamheim lo Dumbala Bishal Shiva Mishkan came and Shim told us Dovashim Bom Balachas Bishal. He says, therefore, the derivatives are not derivative of something that qualifies as a malach of cooking. So if or is not, if chama is, if cooking the sun is not a violation, so therefore it's also cooking derivative of the sun is also not a violation, it's something that was heated. So then he says, but wait a second. Imkain Beham Mikra. Van, microwave oven, shetov levash bo kmo be'esh mamish. Yeah, but people typically cook in a microwave, like they would with fire. Ve'elu she'esh lahem tanor kazeh mishtam shibo yosim bishol de'esh. And many people cook with even more than with fire. Umash lispash tu tanor me'elu adayin hu mishim lo matzu adayin harbe tanorim. So he wrote this chew in the beginning of when they were buying microwaves. If once they start buying microwaves, they'll then it'll be so common. So since it becomes the normal way, Vayishal Melap mi bishul d'or d'haya b'mishkan b'chashivus tolda shehud l'chol dinim ki'av d'bishul d'or le'isr u'l'chiv skil v'chatas. So Rav Moshe Feinstein basically says that using a microwave is a Torah prohibition of bishul. Why? Because people typically cook with it. Now he writes in the footnote that maybe some will argue, this is like a footnote 13, that maybe if majority of people only use the microwave to reheat as opposed to cook, so maybe even Rav Moshe would agree to lose the status of bishul. But Rav Moshe's point is that, right, for him, the question is this the normal way to cook? Do people cook like this? So people don't cook in the sun, like Eli Tal says, right? Eli Tal says people don't cook in the sun because the result is very different. So therefore, people don't cook with like that at all. So therefore, it's not cooking in the sun. It's not the Torah prohibition of Bishul. So using that same logic, Moshe Feinstein said with the microwave, if people typically do cook with it, so then it becomes an Isser Daraisa, Torah prohibition of cooking. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach disagrees. And he writes in source 19, he says, Mincha Shlomo Chel Kav Sif Yud Bei, he says, Motzini Lenachon Lodiyah Shabiyosi Pamach Eitza Moron Bal Chazonish. He was once by the Chazonish, Shemarti Lo, I said to him, Shemartiach Maiba Bishab Sadeh Mazlik Chashmali. The tone who heats on Shabbos through an electric fork. It talks about how the circuit's created only through the water. So he thinks that you guess you're using like an electric fork, right? So here this is sort of like, it's sort of what Myrna was asking. This is, you're just using an electric current. I think that's different when you have like a, our ovens have like a heated coil. So it's very different. I think that's the status of Aish. But if it's just an electric current, so he wants to say it's only Drabanan. Because since the, he says that the current is not fire. Havalei kim vashel betolos chamed patur mechatas. So therefore, he would call that a derivative of the sun, and therefore it's not an issa d'oraisa. V'marti shel dati rati lefarsem davarzel, but decholim chadom. I want to let the people know this in the hospitals. And then the Chazon Ish responded to him. He said, "Veheishivli, respond to me." Well, if you cook in hot water, that's a tolda, derivative of fire. You're chayav chatas. Kach gam vashel bezerem shel chashmal, also using an electric current. Ho v'derek klal hu talach yotzer eish. This is a process which creates fire, and therefore he wants to call this eish. That's it. So the Chazon Ish wants to say that this is like, since the electricity will produce the fire, so even though there's no fire that's created at all. So if you turn the page, Shol Zalman disagreed with this. He said, heat palati lishmo davarze. I was so surprised to hear this. And I was said with some childlessness, because I said only the Rishonim can make this kind of chiddush. Achu chazar veshiv shel dato, who pashiv ain't tzichim klal liyos rashba lomar davarze. Chazon Ish thought that he was right, but ulam gamze gam yom ze tamu mo beinai. Rav Shlomo Zalman thought this was astonishing. We prat shehazerem atzmo rak brim rutzato mishav sheif umachamim es achut shemisnagid lo ad shenepach leor v'sorif v'nikvayish. He says that the current only creates friction and heats the wire which resists it, right? And then it's, so he says that legabe has the zerem atzmo, the circuit itself, lo she'ach klal lomar shu eish, lo b'tchil lo b'sof. So according to this, just an electric, the microwave, there's no like heated coil, right? It's just electricity. So he would say, since there's no heated coil, so he would say that it's not told as eish, so it's only a sidra baran. And in fact, Rav Yitzchak Yosef and Yaakov Yosef, he says that you can't cook on Shabbos. Is source 20, with b'machshir hamikrogal, you can't use a microwave. And he says you can't be lenient, but he said if you need to cook for cholosh eish b'sakana, it's better to cook it with a microwave. So that's his point. So his point is, we're going to see that cooking solids is different, but for cooking with liquids, all you need is, for cooking with liquids, so if it's not, for cooking with liquids, it's only an Isser Drabanan to microwave it, because there's no heated coil, and that's what one should do if they have to cook. The doctor said they have to cook, better use a microwave than to heat it up on a flame. Okay? We obviously will discuss more in the coming weeks, but that's the basics of the Av and Tolda of Bishul and how it applies to the sun and derivative of the sun and microwaves.